Hello everyone, my name is Azora, and welcome back to Gateway to the Gameway. Today we'll be reviewing Tony Hawk Shred. Tony Hawk Shred was released for the PS3, Xbox 360, and the Wii in 2010. This game was developed by Robomoto and published by Activision. This game was, it's not really that good. Everyone knows it, but I don't think it's flat out terrible. I think there's good to be had in it. Now, Robomoto, now if you heard the name, you may know Robomoto if you're big in Tony Hawk games. Because they're mostly known for making terrible Tony Hawk games when Activision hired them. And this was made in a time when Activision was trying to squeeze anything out of Tony Hawk. And just trying to make some sort of money out of it. And so they decided to do what's called, you know, it's not something you do. This game was a sequel to Tony Hawk Ride, which was, you know, rated negatively in most board and off the board. But this main claim to fame was being that you had to get a peripheral skateboard that you had to use to do things like ollies, kickflips, and grinds. I have played this game. I can finally say that. I legit have the entirety of everything I need. I got Tony Hawk's Red in box on my birthday. But not on my birthday. Let's get into the actual review. This game isn't terrible. Like, I'm not even gonna sugarcoat it. This game is just terrible. It controls weirdly. It looks terrible in my opinion. And well, it's developed by Robomoto, so yeah, it's not gonna be good. And also, I'm probably going to talk more about Robomoto in a second, but, the controllers kind of felt awkward. Like, I could still get behind it, and I could use it. It was just really hard to do stuff like it. Doing ollies was easy. Kickflips, harder, and manuals. That was like walking for the first time. Well, basically, it's when you first, like, you're walking when you're 36. It's easy. But, like, the problem with this is they didn't execute it in a way that made it feel appealing. Like, when this game was announced, I think E3, they got Tony Hawk himself to, you know, just stand on stage and say that, oh, yeah, this is the future of Tony Hawk, and then no one liked it. Like, and even Tony Hawk said to himself in his documentary, Pretending I'm Superman, that it was not ready. And so I can say that, because I watched the entirety of the documentary. So yeah, on the actual review, once again, like I said, it was terrible. But there's still some good to be had. For a skateboarding game with a peripheral, it's a pretty good concept. Like, you may say that it was a terrible time because Tony Hawk Ride did terribly, and it wasn't good in any way. But like, you know, it was still a pretty cool idea, you know? I'm pretty sure Robomoto wanted to make a good game, but Activision was probably wanting to get it out of the door and try to make as much money as possible. Basically, you know, Call of Duty, minus Cold War. That's actually a really good game. But like, you know, Activision would like, it's pretty, you know, like it shows that they're trying to get something out the door when Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5 was in development, when the license for Pro Skater was coming to an end, and they wanted to get it released, so they had it rushed, and look how that came out. But once again, I think at least I'm pretty sure I have a Pro Skater 1 plus 2, you know, review on here. If I don't, and you probably have to wait a while because I don't own Pro Skater 2, 1 plus 2. And
something weird was I always thought about this game was, why didn't it release on PC? PCs at the time had USB ports, and legit, you know, the way you had to connect the skateboard was through a receiver. I mean, like, even use Bluetooth. Like, Bluetooth is a better option. It's still an option in general, but, like, it can be used. And, like, it's not like it was impossible to port the game to PC. I mean, it was probably for the better, but, like, you know, it still, like, it could have done better in PC, for the PC market, because, you know, things like mods and all that crap. It could have, it could, you know, actually done better if it released. Like, I honestly think it's cool that they actually, you know, released it for the Wii. The Wii was pretty versatile. It had Guitar Hero, it had DJ Hero, it had Wii Sports. So of course you're gonna release a game that you need the peripheral that, you know, that makes you, like, you know, need motion, just like the Wiimote. Am I right, fellas? But just like the Wii, it kind of felt like, well, when you played on the Wii, it felt like, you know, another shovelware thing, because the Wii, that was what the Wii was known for. Having absolute crap. You got the good games, you got Wii Sports, you got New Super Mario Bros. Wii, and then you got games in general, and you got stuff like My Sims, which was, it was a game, and then you got the shovelware, like, you know, Pheasants Forever, Ninja Bread Man, like, he made you say those are pretty, not really, like, Ninja Bread Man, it's notorious, I'm guessing notorious, but, like I said, the Wii was known for shovelware, and it's, the Wii is, like, mobile. Wii had shovelware, mobile, was a mobile platform that was pretty easy to develop mobile for, and, it was pretty easy, you know, get your games on the Play Store. So, yeah, so the Wii and mobile are basically the same. It could run Wii games, also, it can even run Wii games. So, of course, it's gonna be, they're basically gonna be similar, because basically, is like, the reasons why the mobile and the Wii are similar. Welcome to my new show, Why the Mobile and Wii Similar. I decided to scrap the Tony Hawk Shred review, so yeah, I could start this brand new show. And you know why? Because we played Wii games. The mobile could play Wii games. We had shovelware. The mobile had shovelware. All right. Back to Tony Hawk Shred. So, like this thing's mostly, like, according to the box, is just, like, you know, snowboarding. Is just, like, in the snowboarding mode. I actually had a lot of fun with this. Like, I had some fun with this game. It's not all bad where it's, like, unplayable. I had a lot of fun with this. Not as much fun as I would have had for any other pro skater game, or, like, just any good Tony Hawk game in general. But, you know, you kind of get my drift, really. It's just, like, there's still fun to be had in this game. I'm not gonna say that the low rating is, you know, the negative rating is justified. It is justified. It wholeheartedly deserves the negative rating of how bad this game is. And I'm just gonna flat out say it. This was pretty okay in my opinion. I still think it's terrible, but, like, you know, there's still fun to be had in this game. Like, I don't think just by saying, hey, give it a try, maybe you'll like it. It's like, no, you're not. I'm not even going to say that, because you're just going to hate it. You're probably going to hate me. Not hate me, but you're going to hate this game more. So, yeah, if you want to look for a good Tony Hawk game, just play Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 already. Alright, I think that's enough for the episode of Gateway to the Gameway. Please wait for my review when I finally get that script finished. So yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and bye-bye. Stay safe.